Warning, do not listen to this podcast if hearing about freedom and liberty is not legal for you in your community. And if so, you should immediately move to a hipper community.
Welcome to the Freedom Fiends Podcast, where Michael W. Dean and Nima Vedati cover the punk rockinist, hip-hopinist current events, as well as timeless universal truths about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because there's no such thing as half-free. The Freedom Fiends Podcast, available from freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com.
Freedom Fiends is proudly syndicated by Alterati.com and the Liberty Radio Network.
Welcome to the Freedom Fiends Distance Learning Anarchy Series with Freedom Fiends Michael W. Dean.
Broadcasting from my windowless bunker.
And Nima Vedati.
Go, go, Freedom Fiends!
Nima Vedati.
Yo, Michael Dean, what's up?
Fuck, shit, piss, god darn hell.
Cunt-licking, raping donkey fucker.
Really? Raping?
It's
really?
Pretty bad. I mean, raping anybody's bad, but...
It is.
Yeah. You can bleep it if you want. We're just trying to get them all out, man.
Why are we trying to get them all out, Nima?
Because we might be on actual radio soon.
We're going to be.
I thought then after we get this one syndication, then we have to actually go pitch ourselves to actual radio stations. But it's easier for them to take us.
Yeah, but can you imagine someone not wanting to take the Fiends? I mean, picture yourself as a local radio programmer.
If they're John Boner fans, they might not want to take us since we're poison.
With a Saturday to fill between 4 and 6 p.m. Central every Saturday for the rest
of
eternity.
We're a hell of a lot better than Delicious Dish or even All Things Considered.
All dishes considered, all fucking raping donkey dick things considered on NPR.
Yeah. Arab anal sex having. There, I evened out the Semiticness.
You Persian.
And Persian. That's all.
And that's coming from this drunken Irishman. All right, man.
All right, we enough. The cussing doesn't feel right if it's not organic. I felt like that was forced. So
if we drop
some F bombs or some S missiles, then that'll be fine. But let's do it organically. Let's not try to force it.
Well, you know, a lot of America. There's a lot of Spanish language radio out there. So hey, Nima, tu madre toma mi pingo.
Sí, tu madre chupa mi huevos, güey. Es muy mucho, sí, fly.
Yeah, slicked mine picked.
Took him a sack.
We got to get this all out of us, man. We got that guy, that Iranian guy on here, and he said your Iranian curse wasn't even what you thought it was, remember?
Yeah, but, I mean, that's how people are with curse words, right? I mean, you ask somebody what fuck is, and they might give you, well, I guess not. I don't know. Curse words are funny like that, though. Because, you know, when you ask your parents what the curse word means, of course they're going to soften the blow for you. So when I asked my dad what the curse word means, he's going to tell me something that might not be the actual curse.
Yeah, like, you know, dog spit instead of, like, dog rubbing its spit on your throbbing member.
Yeah, exactly. Instead of doggy blowjob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you know, I'm still getting over the creeping crud. I'm at the tail end of it. I'm almost, I could say, well and not sick anymore. At least physically.
Yeah.
But, you know, this morning I emptied myself, shall we say, for the first time in a week. And it was flow-tastic, man.
In a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's how sick
crazy.
I was. I couldn't do that.
That's some old man shit right there. that was organic.
Some happy curds. Curds and whey.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yikes, man. That's sad. That's like my wife or something, man. If I don't go four times a day, something's wrong.
Are you saying your wife doesn't have a sex drive?
Oh, that's what you meant by emptied yourself. Okay, we had some crossed wires there.
Oh, you thought I pooed?
Yeah.
No, man. No. I've been pooing about 17 times a day.
Okay.
And it's been butt
empty
soup,
yourself?
Man. Butt
I've
soup.
Never, Wow, I've never heard that euphemism for an orgasm. Empty yourself? That's yeah. That doesn't sound fun. Empty
yourself. Well, by that point, it was kind of like, you know, because I tried yesterday and it was like everything worked, but it just didn't complete. The floodgates did not open, shall we say?
It happens to everyone.
Man, we're really trying to get all this out before we get on the radio.
Apparently.
We're probably never going to get on the radio now. The guy's going to go tonight and go, you know what?
He's going to be like, well, I might as well check on him just one last time.
You know, who cares? Well, you know, Ian Freeman did give them a high recommendation, and that's what I booked them based on. But, you know, I probably should listen to them.
Oh, wow. And of course, that's so pro.
That's so pro, man. We're doing everything we can't do on radio today. Here, let me feed back. How's that?
We're purposefully jinxing. Ah.
Is this working back? Did it feedback?
Let me hear it again.
Did it feedback?
I'm getting echo. I'm getting echo. bad echo. Oh, and a throat clear. Okay. Wow.
Break. We're going to take a break. Take a break. Break. Never say break. And we're not even taking a break. All right.
Yeah.
I'm reading about profanity here. Let's see. History of research into swearing. Government sponsored research into.
Really? Tax money on cussing research?
Broadcasting.
Wow.
In countries where it is illegal to broadcast profanity, programs can be pre-recorded or broadcast delay can be used to delete profanity. Yeah. 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 There was a guy called in Free Talk Live yesterday and like was rapping fuck the police, but he was like censoring it. I think he had like a tape delay because it was like the police, like it wasn't beeping, but it was weird, man. It was like he could self-censor so it sounded like someone hitting a kill switch. It was weird.
Well, did the audio just drop? Because you can just be silent for that syllable.
But it like it cut off the way a switch would, man. It was like, you know, like a quarter of the syllable and then it would cut. And Ian was like, wow, how'd you do that? It was great.
Oh, wow.
Ian. I like Ian.
Yeah. Why don't you just marry Ian?
You can
have a polyamorous, gay homosexual relationship.
Because Ian's confirmed bachelor, or is he married? No, Mark's married. And Ian likes women about half my age or less, I think.
Okay. Well, just buy one of those from Russia, and then you can have him come over, and you can all be one big happy family.
Free market, bitches.
Yes, yes. See, I also had to bring prostitution and child pornography into the thing, just so we can kill any chances we have at this point.
I didn't hear the child pornography. Half my age is 24 years old, man. I am an old man, remember?
I guess you're way older than
I'm an old man who only empties once a week, like your wife.
Is
that a vegetarian thing?
I don't know. Probably. I thought it was a girl thing. I thought girls just don't go as much as guys.
They just sneak off and do it. They don't want you to know.
You think she's lying to me? See, it doesn't work that way because my office is literally an adjunct of the bathroom. So she comes in and says, I need a moment alone. And so I can track that shit.
So we have a show to do. And
That whole thing.
I think we should do it.
Okay.
Let me send you some stuff to read here. Read this. well, do we want to talk about the thing that happened? The comment we got from John Boehner's office.
Yeah, we can start off with that. Although I think it's pronounced Boehner.
No. Okay.
That's how I pronounce it.
Man, why is Pigeon in this endless loop? Do you have Pigeon
on? It does.
On?
Yeah, it does that sometimes. I have to click private too, I think.
Click private.
I did. Ah, there we go.
Okay, yeah, so here, yeah, I'm gonna send it again.
I was already on that page, but
all right,
okay, that works.
Well, so I got this. We got this comment that purported to be from John Boehner, and you know, I was like, yeah, it's some freedom fiend doing a
jokey joke.
Yeah. Joke. You know,
being funny.
Central scrutinizer
like
joke.
Fiends do. Yeah.
And then I noticed that the IP address block was U.S. House of Representatives and looked it up. And it turns out that this IP address and a few around it have been used to edit Wikipedia favorably for various congressmen
over the
past few years. So, you know, I believe it actually came from that. I wrote a blog post about it. It got picked up by Claire Wolf and David Kadria and a few other people. And
nice.
It made it around the interwebs. And then I got this weird, like, encrypted email from some anonymous individual who was, like, implying that it might have been someone who's really smart at spoofing things could have done it, you know? And then someone else was like, well, you know, you say you're hanging out with and interviewing all these people from Anonymous and this place and that place, and, like, of course they could do that. I'm like, well, maybe, but it's interesting that they picked an IP that, you know, has actually been used, or maybe but Wikipedia has apparently confirmed that those were actually from there. So,
but maybe the person who pointed it out was the person who actually did the prank.
Maybe.
Because the thing that leads me to believe it's likely a prank or could be a prank is, if it was some staffer in the House of Representatives, why would they use John Boehner's name? Like, why would they be Jay Boehner?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
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 John Unless Boehner. They're just like Boehner. Yeah. See, it sounds so much better when you say Boehner. Yeah. But it sparked some nice discussion on the comment section in the Freedom Fiends blog, which you should go read all the time.
Oh, you should read some of it right now. You should read that comment.
I will. I will give you a tasty teaser. All right. Upset Patriot Jesus Conservative writes,
What's his email address?
Oh, I'm just looking at the blog. Oh, I didn't see his email address.
His email address is Jesus hates the freedom fiends at everlastingjoy.com.
And, whatever. Jesus loves us.
Yeah. Jesus loves
us. When him and the 12th Imam come back to earth to save it, they'll put the freedom fiends on a pedestal.
You know, there's an Iggy and the Stooges record called bootleg called Jesus Loves the Stooges.
No, I didn't know that. But hey, he might. I don't know. He's a pretty dope guy. But here's what Upset Patriot Jesus Conservative wrote. You people want anarchy. Blood in the streets. We need the government to protect us from freaks like the Freedom Fiends. I don't mind paying for essential services like research into bat migratory patterns or restricting candy cigarettes. It's people like you who want to destroy nature and our children. What do you think will happen when the police stop working? I'll tell you, it'll be cannibalism and debauchery, man on man, pig on women, and squirrel on worm will be a common sight. Mass suicide drug overdose by huffing paper bags full of permanent markers, because no one is rich enough to afford real drugs, will be commonplace. Be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Although the appropriate fiend answer would have been paper bags full of jankum. But you get an A, a solid A. We could give you the plus for the jankum and the
squirrel
paper bag.
On worm sex.
Squirrel on worm. Yeah. Okay. Maybe it is.
Hey, put us on the radio. Put us on the radio so we can talk about squirrel on worm marriage.
Squirrel on worm drug induced by jankum.
I mean, if a man can marry a man, you know, where does it end? A squirrel marrying a worm?
Yes. A tree marrying a cage. See, we even go beyond animals, yeah. Inanimate objects can marry.
I'm not the one that has a big S&M cage in my living room that you used, that you put yourself in for a video. You just happen to have a cage there.
It really worked in the video, right? That's what I call using the space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did. Yeah, you know, my thing has always been, like, why leave your property to make a movie? I mean, we barely left my property to make Guns and Weed. I mean, yeah, we went to Colorado.
We had the nice road trip to Carmaceuticals.
You slept through dispenser. It wasn't nice for me and DJ. We were, like, cringing through traffic in both directions while you were...
Do you guys not enjoy traveling by road? It is so nice. I guess I don't know.
We waffle
back and forth. I hate roads like in Austin, but I like a nice stretch in Wyoming.
Well, we really liked it until you get to the last hour, which is the last 10 miles into Denver.
In Denver, yeah.
It's like driving
in Denver sucks.
You kind of remember that you're coming from Wyoming, where there's no people to get in your way.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's the distinction. Is I love those long stretches of Wyoming roads where you literally don't see another car for 100 miles. Mm-hmm. That's a good feeling. Wide open spaces.
Whereas, you know, in Denver and Austin, you see a cop every four times a block.
Yeah, yeah. More cops than people sometimes I see when I'm downtown at night. On a slow night for 6th Street, there's always, like, more cops than people. It's sad. Sad and despicable.
Yeah. And then there's those people who act like the government and come up and wash your windshield and make it dirtier and charge you money. That was a really good analogy, man. I really like that.
Well, I guess, though, that they don't get violent. So even those guys aren't as bad as the government. Because if you refuse to pay, you just drive off, right? What are they going to do? They're going to chase you on foot? No, they can't.
They get agitated sometimes, though.
Yeah, they do.
They look
but
they're going to get violent.
Right, but they've got no power to back it up.
I'm sure that, you know, one of them has taken a lead pipe to someone's car before, back taillight or something.
Yeah, but in the rock, paper, scissors realm, car beats lead pipe, you know. They'd be the government if they could produce a drone to fly at you when you drove off to shoot a Hellfire missile at you for
you
not paying
me,
them.
You sent me a somebody selling a drone toy on Amazon, yeah. And there were some some really great comments on that. Maybe we should read some of those.
Yeah, there sure were. I was proud of Amazonians, or I guess Amazon shoppers for doing that. Yep. Amazonians are what I think the company calls its employees. I won't go into any more detail than
that. How would you know such a thing?
I don't know. I don't.
I just sent you the link if you want to conjecture. You want to read a couple of those fucking radio-friendly, gosh darn, pig-raping comments there on Amazon.
God damn it. I think you're right. All right.
What are some of the cusses that Terrence and Philip use? Barbara Streisand.
They do donkey raping shit eater, which mine was. I was trying to change it on the words, so it wasn't copyright infringement.
Like, they tag like Barbara Streisand at the end of it or something.
Oh yeah. Oh no, that's Cartman's when he summons up the power to get the V chip to overload so much that he can shoot like an electrical bolt. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Barbara Streisand tampon popsicle or something like that.
You know, on Archer, you know, the gay agent Ray, uh-huh. Blonde guy with a mustache. He carries two 1911s, and I caught this really quickly. I froze frame on it. They're engraved. They have names. They're Barbara and Liza.
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So there is a drone toy. You could probably search it on Amazon. Maybe we could put the link.
I will.
Yeah. In case you want to buy a drone to support Fiends. That'd be funny. All right.
There you go.
So R. Hankey, quote unquote, sick of it all, of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, reviewed the drone toy. He says, I bought this for my kids, and one wasn't enough. They wanted $30,000 so they could pretend that they were flying over the U.S., blowing up evil gun owners and patriots all over the country. Now they can spy on me and my wife when we are out in the garden. They were disappointed when they could not have toy figures of children and innocent bystanders cut in half were not included.
Wow, man.
So not realistic enough because there's not enough mutilated body parts to spread around when you're using these drone toys.
There should be like a, you know, an add-on pack of children's limbs.
Of body parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Brian Kunkelmoller, I guess that's right. I don't know. He gave it only one star, though. He said the drone toy is not realistic. He says the toy doesn't come with plastic bombs or plastic civilian targets. It also doesn't have an American flag painted on it. I'm glad it's approved for 3-year-olds so my kids can play with it, but they didn't really understand what the darn thing was. I had to paint some Lego men like Arabs and make some little bombs out of firecrackers for them to use now. I think they're starting to get it, but it would be nice if these things were already included so they can figure out what it is and how to kill insurgents on their own.
Man. Yeah. You know, the really sad thing, I don't even know if this is worth saying, but, you know, it's so obvious. But for those new listeners out there in fucking Radioland, the stuff we're talking about is real, and it's what the government does. And if a citizen even implied doing things like this, they would be arrested, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean
if they were doing things like this, you know, just
right.
Randomly killing, double tap war crime, kill the people who come to help the people after you kill the people kind of things. I mean, that's like the worst, you know, Law and Order Special Victims Unit ever.
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, I'm laughing and making light here at the concept of selling the toy, but, you know, it's almost like laughing to keep from puking with disgust because it really is such a horrible thing that goes on in the world. And, you know, there are vast portions of American citizens, or I guess just people out there in the middle part of North America, that don't even know that this kind of stuff happens. They just don't even.
Or they're in favor of it. They're like, well, that's what those people get for being Muslim and living in those countries.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's what those little 5-year-olds get for being born in the wrong place.
Which is, you know, what? Doesn't Al-Qaeda have like 400 members or something like that?
They think it used to. Like,
but
I don't
now,
even think
every
it,
time
it,
they
it
drone somebody,
now.
Every time they, oh, it has less now?
Well, in what is the original, I guess, al-Qaeda of actual experienced hardened terrorists, I guess that's what the CIA thinks. There's less than 100 in Afghanistan, I guess, is it.
Yeah, because
I
mean, they've droned.
I don't know how they count who's actually
a
member.
They've droned 300 of them, and every time they've droned them, they've killed, you know, 50 other people and created more non-al-Qaeda terrorists in the process.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the thing is, just always bring these things back and try to imagine it from the other point of view. I mean, I think that's the corollary for looking at the unseen in an economic sense, is try to look at things through the victim or the people on the other end, the receiving end.
Yeah, if Cuba, okay, here's a question for any patriot gun owners out there who've promised to, you know, defend the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. If Cuba sent soldiers into your neighborhood and was blowing up your neighbors, you know, blew up your church to kill one guy in your church, and you were home with the flu that day, and you saw those same Cuban soldiers walking down your street, you'd shoot them. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you'd be right to do so.
Yeah, and regardless of whether you'd be right or not, you know, you might feel like you really wanted to. I mean, that seems to me like human nature, to defend where you live from outside invading forces that are blowing things up. I mean, that seems like 101, right? And that's that's why imperial powers can never really win an insurgency. Settlers, you know, settler colonies can, like America was a settler colony that ended up conquering all of this part of North America, but the only way they were able to do that was through genocide. So if you're going to stay there and live there, you have to kill all the natives. But you know, the British Empire collapsed, India gained its own freedom because, you know, Britain wasn't sending British people there to conquer the whole subcontinent. So I mean, all that happens is a bunch of people get killed and the empire doesn't really get what it wants, and the people who live in the place that's being drone bombed or whatever, obviously they don't want that to happen to them. So it seems like a lose-lose. The only person that could possibly win would be the people that manufacture the weapons that go boom.
You know what, you said it was like, you know, you're explaining why we're laughing. Do you know what laughter is for? Do you know why laughter exists? Do you know what all humor is based on deep down?
Tell me.
Avoiding fear of death. That is what a lot of researchers and psychiatrists believe, and it sounds right to me, you know.
Yeah. It sounds right to me. I mean, you think about comedians, right? I mean, what are they always trying to get you to laugh at is their horrible misfortune and horrible things that are happening in their own lives and how shitty their lives are.
Yeah.
I guess I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah. And how their wives only screw them about as often as women poo. And on that note, we're going to go sell some things here on radio.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and like you, I'm concerned with privacy on the internet. The electronic police state is strangling our previous protections, and the central scrutinizer is trying to squint into all areas of our lives. That's why smart people surf the net with a VPN or virtual private network. I use a VPN from Bola VPN. Bola VPN has your utmost security in mind and will allow you to surf, email, and do other computing tasks without leaving a trail of breadcrumbs across the internet. Unlike many other VPN providers, Bola VPN doesn't log traffic. With Bola VPN, you can change your apparent location or disappear completely. Bola VPN has been around since 2007, which is OG in the VPN world. Bola VPN is easy to install and configure. Best of all, it can be had for less than 25 cents a day, which is a small price to pay for this much security. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them through the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe! It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe! There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission
to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends and Anarchy Gumbo days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
Okay.
Rolling. So, last night I was channel flipping with my wife, and right after we ate dinner, you know, there's nothing on, and what's his name? Pierce Morgan was on. I was like, I put him on, and she goes, "Ugh, no, no." And I was like, "Come on!" And for some reason, I left it on, and then like 5 seconds later, he introduced Alex Jones and said, "This is the guy that wants to deport me."
Yeah,
and
see, if you would have had Facebook, you would have known ahead of time and known to expect Alex Jones on the Pierce Morgan show.
I don't. What's happening on Facebook, Nima?
Well, you're not there, so everything happens on Facebook. Anytime something happens in the world,
the CIA happens on Facebook. Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was like, ah, I'm finally free from government intrusion. I'm off Facebook, and then like John Boehner insults us on our site, not from Facebook.
Yeah. But
Alex Jones was lively. He was lively.
He was like animated, man. Like, I'll have what Alex
he's
Jones. Having.
He was Alex Jones.
Yeah, he is Alex Jones. But he was more so than normal. And when I first was watching it, you know, because I watched it after the fact. I watched it today after I got back from the airport. And, you know, I'd already seen all the comments on Facebook about how he was being a blowhard and discrediting the movement. And he calls himself a libertarian, so this is a blow to the liberty movement and makes us all seem like crazies and makes gun lovers seem like crazies.
You know, he didn't say anything that I disagreed with. I mean, nope. Other than like his constitution humping and we'll get back to the republic, which I'm not sure. Yeah. But DJ and I had a disagreement about it. And she was like, he should calm down and let the guy speak, you know, let Pierce Morgan speak. He didn't let him speak. And she said he was discrediting gun owners and liberty people. And I disagreed. I was like, the way I was looking at it was like, and that was a very common attitude on the Twitter sphere, which is where I'm active now. After the show, immediately,
because the cops don't follow that; they only follow Facebook. So you're safe on Twitter, Michael.
No, it's just less annoying than Facebook. Okay. So, it was a pretty common response. DJ had it, and a lot of people on the Twitter sphere were like, "Man, he could have done so well with that, but he discredited gun owners." And my reaction was like, that's kind of like watching a professional wrestling match and saying that guy's pink tights make him look gay, he shouldn't be wearing pink tights. You know, it's there's nobody who's a regular watcher of that show that would have been convinced regardless of how calm he was. And the proof of it was a couple weeks ago, Pierce Morgan had Larry Pratt of the Gun Owners of America on, who was completely cogent and had a discussion rather than just ranting.
Right.
And just slayed Pierce Morgan with logic. And
what did he get for it? Because nothing. In that one, Pierce was the one who was going insane.
Yeah.
And being Alex Jones-esque and yelling and calling him names. Although Alex Jones didn't call Pierce names, but he did.
He
challenge him to it. He challenged him to a duel. Yeah. And he mocked his British accent with a really bad English accent.
Yeah. Yes.
He challenged him to box, which I thought, I don't know about that. That kind of seems like it gives a bad name.
Did you happen? You didn't see it on TV, so you didn't see the guest right after the commercial, after Alex Jones was gone.
No,
He had Alan Dershowitz on, who I think defended OJ, didn't he, or somebody? Some professional whoring lawyer who's been around for decades. And they were like, you know, it's people like Alex Jones who make me afraid of gun owners. I mean, you know, if you'd had that discussion, Pierce, in his home, in Alex Jones's home, I would be afraid that he'd pick up one of those 50 weapons and use it on you. And they agreed. And it was basically like the really fucked up spin right after the thing. I mean, they just made Alex Jones like look criminal, violent, insane. You know, I actually thought that
I think that's why they picked him. It's the Piers Morgan show. They didn't pick Lou Rockwell. They didn't pick somebody who's calm but well stated. Yeah. They didn't pick Alex Jones.
The fiends who would have just said, "Well, fuck you."
You know, here's how I felt, because when I first saw it, the first 3 minutes or so, I was like, okay, good job, Alex. You know, you're not taking shit. You're coming out. You're just stating statistics and using them to your advantage. And then he sort of built to this crescendo of you know, he had sort of this climax, and it was nice. It was like, wow, it's good to see.
He emptied
himself too early, and then there was like
he emptied all over the studio and all over Pierce.
And then there was like 5-6 minutes left, and he didn't have anywhere to go from there. It's like when you're in theater and on a stage, you can't hit those notes at the beginning. You got to have somewhere to go later. And later, Alex Jones just said the same things over and over again and kept yelling. And then he had to go to some fake British accent. So I don't know. Maybe it was just a timing thing coupled with.
You know, I think Pierce missed an opportunity to make Alex Jones look even crazier than he did. Because Alex Jones was going on and on and on about, you know, guns are not for duck hunting. They are for defending against tyrannical government. Mm-hmm. If I were Pierce Morgan, I would have jumped in there and said, so are you planning on shooting people from the government? Mm. He missed an opportunity by saying, you know, I would have liked to have heard Alex Jones's answer to that.
Pierce couldn't really get a word in edgewise, though, could he?
Oh, he got a few in. He could have gotten that in.
All he seemed to do with his few words edgewise, though, was to try to ask questions that, I don't know, it didn't seem like it really...
Yeah, he kept
asking what kind of weapon was used at this massacre.
Yeah,
what kind of weapon was used at this other massacre?
He kept dragging this smelly red herring across the path of where Alex Jones was going into five different dimensions at once. And I think, and DJ's complaint was, well, he's not having a debate with him. He should have a debate with him. Pierce Morgan wants to have a debate with him, and I'm like, that is not the issue here. There's no debate to be had.
It's Pierce Morgan. You're not going to have a real debate on the Pierce Morgan show.
I mean, and I saw the Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt one about 3 weeks ago, where they did have a debate, and DJ hadn't seen that. So I had like some show prep for dealing with this amazing, beautiful monstrosity of Alex Jones yelling and being Alex Jones and spewing on national TV. I mean, I'm all for when that happens. You know, it's like Ron Paul ran for president so he could get 20 minutes of prime time on two news channels at once. You know, that's basically what came of it. And Alex Jones got on there and just spewed, you know, and he went on The View and spewed. I mean, he was supposed to be on there talking about some actor. Who was it? The guy who's winning.
Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen.
But, you know, he ended up talking about 9/11 and black helicopters and, you know, CIA has put listening devices in our fillings or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess the thing is, don't stoop to that level. I mean, I feel like maybe the Liberty Movement or the pro-gun movement would have been better served. I mean, I enjoyed the Larry Pratt thing, and after watching the Larry Pratt thing, I just came away thinking that Larry Pratt's a smart guy, knows what he's talking about, and Pierce Morgan is a douche. Whereas watching the Alex Jones versus Pierce Morgan, I just kind of thought they were both kind of douches.
I don't know, man. I still go back to like, there's nobody who watches that kind of bread and circus who's going to be convinced, you know? I mean, do you think that anybody watched Larry Pratt and went, oh, you know, I mean, I know we've been talking about having this open national discussion about guns, which is our code word for we're going to kill you to take them away, and you're going to either be killed or give them to us.
Not on TV, but who cares about TV anymore? We watched it on YouTube, and we were able to pass it. The people in the Liberty Mission were able to pass it amongst themselves.
People in Liberty Mission already have the opinion. They already know the truth. They already know what's right.
I know, but it's important to hone what we talk about and how we pitch it and how we and how we think about it and get new ways of saying it and new ways of looking at it. And I guess sometimes it is important to reaffirm your own biases in some ways by seeing that all they have on their side is yelling and name calling and appeals to emotional, oh, we're so scared of these scary black rifles.
Alex Jones didn't really yell and name call. He just was Alex Jones, as if he were on the Alex Jones show, and ignored the fact that there was someone trying to ask a question. I mean, I just think that any critique of that should have been done differently.
He said there would be a revolution if there's gun control.
There will be.
Yeah, yeah. But he also challenged Pierce to a boxing match, and it just seemed like he was getting too heated. Like it seemed like he felt he had something to prove. Like it was almost like a Chihuahua complex thing. Like he was barking really, really loudly at the other bigger, scarier dog. It didn't come off well to me in that regard.
I think you haven't been reading much on the internet because, you know, it is the beginning of January, so the beginning of the year's NEMA vacations has begun already. The vacation season for NEMA.
Well, tell me what I'm missing.
I think we need to read some of it. I think you need to let me send you something right here. We can read out loud from Claire Wolf, basically saying it time's up. I'm going to send you some stuff from Sipsey Street Irregulars, where they're basically like, if you come for our guns, we are going to kill you. America has sold more scary black rifles in the past month than in any other month in history. The government is talking about taking them away and making them a felony to own. People do not buy things that cost many hundreds or a few thousand dollars to have them taken away. So there are millions of Americans planning on becoming felons. That's what's going on. I don't think you're realizing that. And there are many who are basically saying, if you make it to the point where, you know, it's 20 years in prison, like being a murderer for having this little piece of plastic on my rifle, I'm probably just going to use it and kill people. There are people saying that. There are thousands of people basically saying that. Okay, I'm not saying that, but there are people saying that. If it's supposed to be
this big, huge conflict, then how does it help to go on to national television and give them fuel? Like you said, after the Alex Jones thing, the spin was, look at this crazy group of Americans that have 50 guns in their house and are the ones that are going to gun shows and spending $3,000 on AR-15s. It's not useful to give them that fuel if they're the enemy and they really are trying something.
You are making an invalid assumption, which is that the people trying to pass these laws are going to react to anything anyone does and do otherwise. You are ignoring the fact that whatever is introduced in Congress next week or next month about outlawing this or that isn't something that was written in response to these shootings in Colorado and Connecticut. It's something that's been sitting in a drawer for 15 years waiting for the time to pull it out.
Exactly. But it sits in the drawer for years and it waits for the time. The way they know it's time is when enough people buy the BS. And whether they do that through scaring them and pointing to a long chain of these massacres or pointing to Alex Jones, I mean, that all helps them to pull it out of the drawer and put it into place.
I think whatever happens...
Otherwise, why is it in the drawer, Michael? Otherwise, why didn't they do it 10 years ago?
I guess they did do it 10 years ago, though, didn't
they? You're basically saying Alex Jones should have delayed the inevitable by not being Alex Jones. That's what you're saying.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he could have done that a lot better. And
you know, the Freedom Fiends have been accused of a lot of the same things you're saying. A lot of people who don't like us do not like Macho Libertarian Flash. And tell us we'd get more flies with honey than vinegar, whatever. That's a common complaint about us, that we shouldn't cuss, that we should interview this kind of person or that kind of person, you know, kind of people that make me go, I don't want to do that. That sounds like school, man.
yeah.
You are, and I'm not picking on you. You just happen to have, I'm picking on everyone that I saw complaining about this, which was hundreds of people. That I saw, which means there were, you know, hundreds of thousands of people probably. You are basically saying that zebra shouldn't have stripes when you say Alex Jones. You're saying Alex Jones should have not been himself. So
I don't want to say that. Okay, you're right. You're right. Alex Jones was just being Alex Jones, and that's great. But
should the Freedom Fiends cuss and talk about shooting Jankum and banging tranny hookers?
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, we should.
No, we shouldn't, because we are turning off people who would be offended by that, and it is our job, and we have a responsibility to the Liberty mission to not turn off potential people to Liberty, Nima.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing is, whenever you see, I think it's a natural instinct, especially people who are content producers or bloggers or have things to say. It's your natural instinct to put yourself in the
shoes. I drink straight out the 8 bottle. Do I look like a motherfucking role model?
You know, it's my instinct to put myself in Alex's shoes and think about how I would have done it different.
Well, he's right down the Monday street from you, man. I think you should go stalk him and hang out in his bushes.
Why, so he could shoot me with one of his 50 guns? No, I'm not going to do that. A, I'm not creepy, and I'm not on nuts like that. Like, I don't know.
You're not on nuts?
Yeah,
squirrels,
I'm not on nuts.
Help keep squirrels off nuts. That's what you're saying with Alex Jones. Alex Jones shouldn't be Alex Jones. We need to spend tax money to keep squirrels off nuts, man. Or at least have a voluntary anarchist campaign to get nuts out of the hands of squirrels.
Okay.
Do you want squirrel on worm marriage? Is that what you're trying to
get here?
You really do.
Yeah. And I want squirrel on worm gangbang porn. Lots of it.
Radio. We're going to be on radio.
Yes.
I love how, like, the show where we're announcing that we're going to be on radio might be the one that gets us killed from ever being on radio.
Yeah,
or killed. Might get us killed, man. Alex Jones is going to send
his. That's what makes it so fun. That's what
Alex
makes it
Jones
so fun.
Will send his worm squirrels over with their 50 guns.
Nice.
I like Alex Jones, and I love that he exists. I don't listen to him; he scares the hell out of me. But I really, really liked seeing him do his professional wrestling, verbal judo, on Piers Morgan. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I did enjoy parts of it, and I do like things about Alex Jones. I don't know. I still think that he gave gun grabbers more fuel than we needed to give them. And if the segment was half as long as it was, I probably wouldn't have said that. And I guess that's not his decision. That was the producer's decision. Hey, keep rolling. This is good shit. Keep antagonizing him, Pierce. You know, that kind of thing. Keep poking Alex. But
you know, I was watching this Law and Order last night, and there was this one with this like radical revolutionary violent guy, and he and this woman are out doing these violent revolutionary acts, and they finally get caught and see the error of their ways and go to prison. But at one point, the woman who's with the older man walks in on the older man, the kind of leader of the revolution, in bed with another woman. And gets really upset, and you know, the other woman leaves, and his explanation is like, why are we doing this? We're out doing these revolutionary acts because we want to be free, and this is what free people do. You know, I would say Alex Jones is doing what free people do, is just fucking ranting anywhere he can, and it doesn't have to be calm, man.
I'm not saying it has to be calm. Okay, and you're right about that. You're right about it. He's doing what free people do. I guess what I'm saying is the Fiend should have a million listeners like Alex Jones has.
Yeah, and then what, you know, are we going to not fucking cuss? I guess. That's why we're fucking getting all this shit out today.
I guess the other thing I don't like about Alex Jones is he doesn't seem to have that principled, non-aggression principle foundation. You know, he's kind of a minarchist. He's kind of a constitution humper. He's saying he wants Piers Morgan deported for the Second Amendment. You know, he wants the government to forcibly remove somebody for disobeying something that the government wrote on a piece of paper. I mean, it's minarchist to the core. I mean, I guess not to the core, but it's just not.
Yeah. Like I said, that was the only thing I disagreed with him about was his republic, you know, licking.
Right, right. I mean, I like the better angle of, well, Pierce, you're just saying that people you like should have guns, and that's not fair.
You know what, though? We would sound crazier than him talking calmly on national TV saying what we're saying.
Coming from anarchy? Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, but maybe it'd be so crazy that it would be salient to people, and they wouldn't just dismiss us offhand as, you know, conservatives or gun lovers or NRA
members. Yeah, because I think that there are liberals who you know, are liberals by default, like I was and like you were, who as soon as they hear anarchy, they recognize it as on a cellular level as, wait, that's what I am. Why am I watching Piers Morgan?
You know? Right. Well, one of the number one things that people say led them to Ron Paul was seeing his debate in 2008 when he didn't back down from Rudy Giuliani, when he was saying that the reason 9/11 happened was blowback for CIA and American foreign policy in the Middle East. And Giuliani looked at him like, you can't say that. You can't blame America. And Ron Paul's like, no, I'm not blaming America. I'm blaming the CIA. And the CIA even says so. It's called blowback. And he didn't back down. Yeah. And he told the truth. And people were like, wow, I've never heard anybody on real TV say that before.
Yeah. And, you know, what leads a lot of people to the Freedom Fiends is they listen to Ron Paul, then they discover Alex Jones, and then they go, wait, what's this Republic stuff? And then they find the Fiends.
Right, right. Exactly, exactly.
And soon we will be on fucking radio. Right, yes. After Alex Jones.
Yes, yes. Although we do kind of just discover or libertarians discover themselves as libertarians through us sometimes. I'd like to give a shout out to some family friends and family members of mine in Salt Lake City. One of them said, who's now a long time
Central
listener,
Scrutinizer
said,
guy is pulling out a pen. Okay, wait. All right, go ahead. Cedric with a C
shit.
Or an S? Okay, wait.
Nope. That's not even who I'm talking about. This is completely different. This is a grown-ass man. And he said, you know, I always thought I was just crazy. Like, I had all these thoughts and opinions that nobody else I ever knew about in the world had. And then I heard Freedom Fiends, and I'm like, yes, that's the shit I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. And showed his friend, showed his wife, and she shows people.
I know it's not
work.
Your dad.
No, definitely not my dad. No, no. He still thinks we had our requisite debate that we always seem to have when we visit. And at this point, you know, I was just, I don't know, I guess objectively, or at least I guess subjectively, but in my mind, beating him on every point. Like, I had an answer for every objection. I had examples of everything of every time I objected to what he was saying. And all he could come up with was, I guess you're right about that. Nothing you're saying is untrue, but you get rid of cops and people will just start killing each other. And just that whole thing of, you know, well, I just really fear the lack of a state.
I don't kill anybody. And the last time I saw a cop was one went by my block four times last night. And I don't know why. And I don't think I've seen a cop in a month other than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's so important to point out, too, that cops are such a relatively new thing. Like, what, 150 years or something like that? Modern police?
Yeah.
Did people kill each other all the time back then? I mean, I don't know.
No.
More than now. I don't think so, though.
No, but let's go sell some things.
All right. Let's do it.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network, a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
If you like tranny hookers and shooting crocodile, Tune in to freedomfiends.com.
Nima, the government is taking a page from The Simpsons to try to solve the debt.
Yeah, I saw that. There's, of course, a Simpsons episode where I think it's supposed to be like FDR. No, Harry Truman prints up a $1 trillion bill to pay the Europeans for post-war reconstruction.
And, for fighting so poorly and surrendering so quickly.
And Mr.
To make
Burns,
good on this drunken boast, the United States Treasury authorized the one-time printing of a $1 trillion bill, and they trusted it with America's richest and therefore most trustworthy citizen, C. Montgomery Burns.
Yes, yes. And of course, it mysteriously disappears.
You know, the FBI... to Castro. They have a street named after you in San Francisco. It's full of what?
Nice. Wow, you know your Simpsons well.
Dude.
Did you look that up?
Yeah.
It's like I can't remember what in your brain.
I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I could probably do that whole episode word for word, and I haven't seen it in 8 years.
Nice. But in this a similar vein, there's a Telegraph article in the UK paper, The Telegraph.
Talk about out of style. They're called The Telegraph.
You're not obsolete or outdated at all. The Telegraph.
Smithers, look it up in the Radio Trolla Weekly.
The headline here is U.S. seriously considering $1 trillion coin to pay off debt.
Says the U.K. horse and buggy daily fish wrap.
Yeah. And apparently it started out as kind of a joke. But now that everybody's kind of like, well, what the hell do we do about everything? You know, a $6 trillion debt limit and the fact that there's a debt ceiling, so Congress has to approve the raising of the debt ceiling, which they all
what
always
What people don't
do,
know, so. Too, is that Congress started out as a joke and then people started to take it seriously. Yeah, it was like a drunken bet between, you know, Franklin and one of his hookers, wasn't it? Okay, look, we'll have all these dudes and then we'll let them take turns ruling everybody. And we'll call it democracy. And we can all steal as much as we want. It's in the Constitution.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's how it started. And we just got out of hand from there. So maybe this will too, but I doubt it because Congress is going to just, you know, give the president what he wants anyway. It's just funny that this is how...
Pork. Pork.
Yeah, yummy.
Pork.
Yummy. It's delicious. And this is how the debate has devolved into is them threatening to, well, if Congress, if you won't give me all the money I want anyway, I can just print a $1 trillion coin. Like, it just is so ridiculously childish. And yeah, people say, yeah, it's kind of gimmicky, but there are people saying, hey, we could really do this. You know, if you're going to threaten default on the debt, then we can threaten to use the coin loophole.
We'll just mail it to China. Here's your, we'll mail 8 of them to China. Here you go.
Yeah. Well, I think how they say it would work is the Treasury would print the coin, or you don't print a coin. What do? You mint a coin. And they would have to mint it from platinum because if you assign if you make it out of platinum, you can assign any value to it because platinum is reserved for commemorative coins. So the value becomes arbitrary. So the Treasury would mint it out of platinum, assign it $1 trillion, and give it to the Federal Reserve.
No, they'll send Ben Bernanke, America's richest and therefore most respectable citizen, trustworthy citizen, to bring it to China.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's a silly thing too, because it's not like the Federal Reserve won't do exactly what they want anyway, and vice versa. So,
well, there's all this stuff happening now.
Is something that people are talking about, right?
The Democrats want to remove. There's some Democrats seriously considering. We talked about before about removing term limits for the president. They want to remove the debt limit and they want to take away the guns. So basically, they want to have president for life, Obama, with an unlimited checkbook and all the guns.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong? Jesus. How could that possibly not lead to a better, peaceful, wonderful world that they all want?
Right. There you go. We're not 3 laws away from perfection. Well, we are. We're those 3 laws.
We're 3 constitutional.
President for life, unlimited money, and
we're 3 constitutional amendments away from perfection.
Yeah. There you go. So yeah, I think
radio.
I think that about sums
fucking
it up
radio, man.
With that burp right there.
Yeah.
So I wanted to do a half book review.
Okay, I'm gonna go answer my email while you I'm going to steal some time from the fiends, man. Radio, oh, radio, really? Fucking radio. No, go ahead.
We can't have a dialogue.
Well, maybe I've seen it. What's the book, man? What's the book?
You haven't read it. I know you haven't. It's called Iranian Rappers and Persian Porn.
No. Yeah, I've heard of it. It was given to you by the sister that you had sex with when you were 12, right?
No.
For Christmas.
my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay. Although I saw a bumper sticker that said "Save an elk, shoot a wolf." That would get you droned in California, but in Wyoming, it's like, yeah, thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I kind of don't like the whole "let's hate wolves" mentality. I mean,
because your dog looks like one.
Yeah,
and they're the same species as dog. You know, wolves are the same species.
I don't want. Yeah, I used to see bumper stickers that said "smoke a pack a day," and it had a crosshair with a pack of wolves in it. Whenever I lived in Wyoming, and
they say "shoot, shovel, shut up." Yeah,
yeah. I mean, okay. So if you do that, it's on your property. The wolves are violating your property, eating your cows, and you're a rancher. Yeah, that's fine. Kill them, whatever. But don't like make it an enjoyable thing. It's sad that politics pushes people to do that kind of glorification of acts like that, because they want to, I guess, yell in the face of the slave master and say, I love killing wolves and I'm gonna do it. It reminds me of those little kids on Murray, like, whatever, I have sex with all the men I want, I do what I want.
You don't know me.
Yeah I mean, it, they're cuddly Yukon dogs, they're wolves, they just want to eat, man. You got to kill them, but don't, like, take some sick, sadistic pleasure in it.
You know, because that leads to worm on squirrel marriage.
Worm on squirrel marriage, man. Yeah, and worm bukkake sessions.
I think that's going to be the title of this cast. Worm on squirrel marriage. What's next? Worm on squirrel marriage. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, yeah. It's slippery slope, Michael. You know how it goes. All right, so before I was sidetracked into worm porn, I was talking about Persian porn and Iranian rappers. Halfway through this book, it's by a guy named Jamie Maslin, M-A-S-L-I-N, Muslin, I don't know.
Muslim. Muslin.
Yeah.
It's a Muslim fabric.
Like a cloth.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. He's a Brit. Didn't really know anything about Iran. Decided he was going to hitchhike the Silk Road and go all the way to China, but didn't have the cash for that.
That's not a euphemism.
Yeah,
hitchhiking the Silk Road, baby.
Yeah, that's ordering
a mail order tranny hooker with crocodile over the black net,
right,
the dark net.
That's the post finals special on Silk Road. It's a tranny hooker, a naughty nursery kit, and a huff bag full of jankum. So
of John Boehner's jankum. He bought on eBay.
No, but this dude meant like the actual road where silk used to be traded from the east to the west. So he was going to hitchhike all
doesn't
the way to
that
China.
Include, that includes AFPAC, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Nice use of the new term, huh?
AFPAC. Good job.
AFPAC. AFPAC.
Nice.
Morning Zoo Crew.
And a duck reference. Yeah, good job. And an insurance reference.
Radio.
Yikes, man.
Too I much got the government flu, Michael. Man. Creeping crud.
See, you muted the mic there for a little bit. That's kind of pro-ish.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
We got them mixers made in China by slave labor. God
little
bless America.
Merca. You don't like Merca?
Fuck it. Radio. Fucking radio.
Yeah. Man, you're hyper today.
It's kind of like being let out of a cage. I've been so
I know.
Sick, man.
Yeah. It's good to have you back, Michael. It's good to have
Thanks.
You back.
Thanks. Fucking radio.
Fuck it and its worm ass.
Fuck radio and its worm ass marriage and squirrels.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, guy wants to hike Silk Road.
All right. I'm going to answer some emails. Go ahead.
Here's Iran is cheap. Goes to Iran. And doesn't know what to expect. He's from Britain. All his friends are telling him that he's going to get shot. Says the only thing he's ever seen, you know, or the most, I guess, comprehensive view of Iran he's ever seen is a documentary where it shows a woman getting stoned to death for, I guess, being unfaithful. And it actually shows the stoning. So he's got a very scary image in his head, but he's got balls. He's like, whatever, dude, I'm going to hitchhike to Iran and have a lot of fun and document it and write a book. And that's what he did. And he comes to find that it's not like the Western media portrays it. Oh my God. Oh my God. And it's actually just, you know, it's really fun. It's a fun read. It's also pretty well researched, and you know, I am of Iranian heritage, so there are even lots of things that I learned that I had no idea. So it gets a little deeper than just scratching the surface, and it makes a lot of good anti-government points along the way, because of course what he finds out is that people in Iran are very nice, and they all hate, at least all the ones he meets anyway, hate Khomeini. Everybody is forced to have a big Khomeini portrait on their wall in all their businesses and such. And he says half of the hotel owners and business owners will point at it and then make like a thumb slit across their neck and like do a little spit and be like, oh my God, this Khomeini asshole. And there's a few things that also illustrate this point a little bit further. He is actually taken in by a hospitable couple who notices he's a foreigner and just wants to be very generous to him. And so this is part of their exchange. I'll go ahead and read some of this. It's from the book called Iranian Rappers and Persian Porn, in the chapter titled German Pop Songs and Chains of Misery. All right, so I'll start now. They were both fascinated by my lifestyle and thought it very strange I had casually left a job to go traveling and just planned to find a new one when I returned. In Iran, you don't choose a job. Job chooses you, said Sharam. So I thought that was also a good fiend passage to say. And the author goes on, he says, I had as many questions for them as they had for me and got them talking about what they thought of their government. Sharam summed it up nicely with, government bad, people good. Like mine, I told him. I wondered what they would think of a dose of Bush and Blair style quote-unquote liberation. Both were absolutely appalled by the suggestion and said the situation in Iraq was terrible. I agreed. After we finished dinner, there was a knock on the door. I guess the rest is kind of irrelevant. But that was one of the quotes I wanted to share with you was, in Iran, job choose you. And yeah. It's just a really great read. I would highly encourage it to people. There's also he's going through a shop and he buys some posters that he wants to send to his Westerner family, mostly because they're ironic. Like, he buys some of the portraits of Khomeini and some other religious zealots. And he finds one poster he finds really interesting. It's of this big muscle-bound dude who's like hugging his mom, who's like old and wearing a chador and these big goofy glasses and being a man of the people. And it's kind of a montage of him doing all these very cliche things. And he thinks it's just hilarious because the guy's like wearing, you know, a wrestling leotard and he's all muscly and he's doing all these things. And apparently it was a very famous guy in Iran. He learns about it later. And the guy's name is Gholam Reza Takhiti. He was an extremely popular national hero who had a rags to riches life, raised in poverty, succeeded in becoming the first Iranian wrestler to win a medal at an international tournament. He went on to become an Olympic champion and began to attain a legendary status. He was seen by many Iranians as a sort of larger-than-life champion of good, a person Persians refer to affectionately as a Pahlavan. There's no direct English equivalent, but Pahlavan can roughly be described as an ethical, chivalrous, and heroic warrior fighting for good. Many folklore stories tell of legendary Pahlavans who stood up to unfair rulers to defend righteousness despite the dangers to themselves. And this is what Takhti did. So there's a word in Farsi that means somebody who fights for morality and good in the face of an unjust ruler. I guess an English equivalent would be freedom fighter or maybe freedom fiend. But I thought it awesome that that's a thing in Iran. It's somebody who's still seen as a champion of the people in the face of an evil ruler. In fact, this guy, this wrestler, was a staunch supporter of the democratically elected Prime Minister Mossadegh, who was ousted by the CIA during the CIA's first coup. And it turns out, I guess he paid dearly for it. Like, a few years later, after the Shah was installed by the CIA, the dude was found dead. Quote unquote, it was suicide. You know, the government says it was suicide, but most people think the government assassinated their favorite sports hero and wrestler. So I guess it didn't pay off too well for him. I just thought it was really interesting that that there's a word for that, and that's a concept. And it made me feel kind of proud. Like, maybe I should be a Palavan. Maybe we should call ourselves that. Or that's what we could call ourselves if we spoke Farsi.
Huh? No. You can be that. No. You can be that, man. I'm Irish. I'm a drunken Irishman.
You're just,
who doesn't
just
drink.
You're an Irish soccer hooligan.
No, man. I don't like sports. No. I'm at war with myself. I mean, English and Irish, man. My brain is a battleground.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was out in the yard doing squirrel things.
What kind of squirrel things?
Trying to get them to marry the worm so they won't be living in sin.
You're doing God's work, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you know the word assassin is also of Persian origin?
Yeah, it means it's the same root as hashish.
Yes, and it's from a group called the Hashishiyun, and they have these castles near the Caspian Sea. I guess in English they call them the Castle of the Assassins, and it was this this cult from the 11th century, ruled by a dude named Hasan Sabbah. And their thing was, they would recruit followers. They'd come to these beautiful mountain castles and then get them stoned out of their mind on hashish and then convince them to go kill political leaders.
See, that doesn't usually work, does it? I mean, doesn't pot make you mellower?
Yeah, I mean, in my experience, you get stoned and you don't want to do things like going out and assassinating somebody. That's got to be work, right? I mean,
yeah.
Fuck that.
Do you know where the word thug comes from?
I guess back
from?
Then there weren't Cheetos in video games, so.
Yeah. There were swords and oppressors. Swords. I just sent you a link of where the word thug comes from. That's a good etymology to discuss.
Ah,
not to be confused with entomology, which is the study of worms.
Yes,
among
entomology
other things,
of worms. Nematodes. I thought it was study of bugs. Is it
I'm
study
suffering
worms?
From nematosis.
There you go. Thug comes from thuggy, also known as thuggy or simply thugs, were organized gangs of professional assassins who traveled in groups across India for several hundred years.
Oh, I like this picture from 1864, a group of thugs. It looks pretty unthuggish to me, but they are wearing baggy clothes, though, and things on their heads. So.
Yeah, yeah. They look like religious leaders, not thugs. Well, I guess I repeat
they
myself.
They look like snake charmers, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what they look like. All right. So I didn't know that. Thug is of Indian origin for dudes who are assassins in India.
Yeah.
So that's what Tupac was into then, huh?
He was thugging.
Thug life.
Well, you know, they may be snake charmers, because remember that snake charmer who was banned from charming snakes in India,
and
he released his venomous snakes into some government building.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the best Freedom Fiends things we've ever brought to people's attention.
Yes. The story of Thuggy was popularized by books such as Philip Morris Taylor's novel, Confessions of a Thug, 1839, leading to the word thug entering the English language. I like the word thug.
Thug. Yeah.
Thug.
Yeah, it's a good word.
Yeah. Yeah, assassin sounds really kind of fruity compared to thug. Thug sounds like what it is. It's someone who would like hit you over the head with a brick.
Assassin's kind of sophisticated, though, isn't it? It's kind of sinister.
Well, I think it is a little more sophisticated than thug.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So I guess it's just it depends on your budget.
Thugs would join travelers and gain their confidence, and then surprise and strangle their victims by tossing a handkerchief or a noose around their necks. The killings were performed in the honor of the goddess Kali and were very ritualistic. Then they would rob their victims of valuables and bury their bodies.
Yikes.
Thugs. Yeah.
Yikes.
And the modern version is just hitting someone over the head with a brick and taking their dope on the street.
Yes. Which is why we should all have AR-15 strapped to our backs.
Constantly. Although I don't have any guns because I lost them in a voting accident.
Yeah, yeah. You and me both, buddy.
Yeah.
You were talking about FEMA guillotines or guillotines on a few episodes ago.
We.
And We were, yeah.
We.
But you brought it up, and I was going to bring something else up that was similar, but I guess we got on some other subject. But I was watching a thing about these they were sort of mobile guillotines. They were like these circles. Ideally, you could throw them over somebody's head. They would, of course, stop at the shoulders, so their head would be in the circle. And then you could pull a chain, and it would trigger blades that could cut your head off. And I think they use something similar to
that's
that.
That's racist.
In that Boondocks episode, you know, where it's the three friends of Stink Meaner, and there's that showdown at the end where they fight Bushido Brown, and he's got that thing on the chain that's the circle with the blades, and he's trying to chop off Bushido Brown's head, and he does at the end.
Well, that's the flying guillotine, which is a myth that came from a movie called The Flying Guillotine, which was debunked on Mythbusters.
It was debunked as in it wouldn't really work.
Bunked. No, it was actually bunked to where it could work. Well, oh, you know, you search FEMA guillotines on Google Images and you get some pretty brutal stuff. Let's see. Christian beheadings. And there's pictures of them. Let's see. Got some Freemasons here. Got some Bearcats. Got Obama speaking. Got a FEMA guy hugging a woman inappropriately. Wow. Man, it's weird now that Google Images like is automatically safe search. It ain't safe from violence. There's no sex in your results, but it's all violence. Interesting. That's status, man.
Yeah, that's status.
Yeah.
I always thought that the flying guillotine, though, did they bunk it? They thought it worked, but I thought that it wasn't really practical, but it was just used as a fear instrument to scare people into obeying the state, since the state had these flying guillotines, sort of like the drone of ancient Asia, you know, something that would literally fly through the air and then kill you.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. There's not a whole lot on the wiki page for it, so I don't know. I guess I should have researched it before I opened my big mouth, but yeah. Just something I thought of when you were talking about FEMA guillotines, because I guess that concept is similar, right? Something that will chop off your head, so you should be scared of the people who wield such a thing, the institution that wields such a thing. Even that imagery is in 1984, right? Like, here comes a candle to light you to bed, here comes a chopper to chop off your head.
Well, it's and we do have to go sell some FEMA guillotines here in a second, but you know, it's kind of it was guillotines were used in the Third Reich specifically on dissidents, political dissidents, people who decried the Nazis. It's a very – think about what kind of death it is. It's removing the head from the body. It's removing the poison ideas from the ability to do anything with them. So it's, exactly. It's particularly tyrannical and anti-thought, kind of like thought police, thought executioner kind of thing. So let's go sell some FEMA guillotines.
Well, before we do that, in I Own Me, I quote Pimp C, who says,
"Fucking radio.
They can take my body. They can lock my body, but they can never take my mind." But that's what the guillotine does. They can remove
your mind
from your body.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Thank you for that.
I know. Elucidation. Wanted to say that Pimp C.
You just wanted to quote Pimp C.
Yeah, you got a problem with that?
Fucking no. Radio, man. Fucking radio. Fiend's gonna be on fucking radio. All right, we'll get it out of our system by next month. All right, here we go.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons.
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. We have Freedom Fiends, Anarchy Gumbo, and two designs for Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists. It's only $6 for 4 buttons, including shipping. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says Buttons.
Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean. Available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. I've been on the World Wide Web since its inception in 1994. I've tried dozens of web providers in that time. The only one that hasn't broken my heart is HostGator. HostGator has unlimited server space, unlimited throughput, and a guaranteed uptime of better than 99.9% for only $150 a year. You can pay a little less elsewhere, but you'll pull out your hair dealing with anyone else. HostGator has great service and unlimited tech support only a phone call away 24/7, 365. HostGator is where pros like the Fiends host because we know how to do it right. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the HostGator affiliate link on the right sidebar to sign up today.
Yeah, for the rest of this year, Nima's going to read some more glossary. We ended at Mosin. I'll comment, but I'm going to let him do it because my voice is still recovering from the government creeping crud that was injected into my chicken McNuggets or something.
So you shouldn't eat those anyway. Or did you use them for your cheat day?
Nah, I put them up my butt, man, because we're on radio.
Oh, right.
We're on radio.
If we're on radio, you put them up your ass. You fucking prick.
Fucking ass.
All right. So last time we read glossary, we left at Mosin. For those that are new listeners, we've been doing a thing lately where we read bits of the glossary as a segment. We have a very extensive Freedom Fiends glossary on our website.
For the future,
FreedomFiends.com. Yeah, and so we figured during the cast we'd do a little Rosetta Stone here.
For the archaeologists and anthropologists, right, who are going to
who
dig
come
us
across
up
the hard drive full of, or the server full of Freedom Fiends torrents. But they might not. It's not. It might not be on the web anymore. So
yeah,
we need to.
It's going to be on the radio. Well, you know, when you broadcast something on radio, it does end up in outer space. So it could be other worlds hearing us.
There you go.
That's
you
one
go
of the themes of The Man Who Fell to Earth, the David Bowie sci-fi movie that's really horrible and shows why he shouldn't quit his day job singing.
Yeah, it's a theme in lots of sci-fi and even joke sci-fi. Like, there's that Futurama episode where the Omicron Percy I-8 people have been watching single female lawyer.
Single female lawyer. Yeah, and they and
which
they
is an Ally McBeal.
Yeah, thing. And they force them to reenact it or write new episodes and act them out.
Right, right.
Yeah, but you know, the Fiends will be intergalactic if any AM stations pick us up. FM doesn't really get out of the stratosphere, but AM does. AM actually ends up on other planets. So yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fucking A, man. Fucking radio. Can't wait to fucking be on radio.
Fuck yeah.
Shit, goddamn. Yeah. Let me pull up the 7 words you can't say on television. Let's play that.
And then read them.
Yeah.
Although I thought after what's his face?
You can now. You can say them on.
Well, it's kind of his shtick.
Hey, but your Gun for Everyone video has 5,000 views now.
Yay. Yeah. A gun for 5,000 people, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. 7 words you can't say on television. George Carlin. Here we go. Now child friendly. What's that? That can't be.
All right. Well, while you look that up, I'll go ahead and continue on the glossary spiel. So we're going to get to the glossary.
I love, as I say, they're my work, they're my play, they're my passion. Words are all we have, really. We have thoughts, but thoughts are fluid, you know. Vision. What a ratio that is. Words, bad thoughts. I'm winning the war. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow. And shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Wow.
There, got it. All right.
Nice. Good job.
Shit, fuck, what is it? Shit, piss, fuck.
Shit, piss, cocksucker, motherfucker, something, something, and tits.
Yeah. Maybe that should be the name of this episode.
Yeah. With the something, something, or with the actual words that I missed?
The actual words. Let's see. The words. Okay. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Shit, piss, fuck, cock. Kind of a tongue twister, man. You need to make a rap.
I know George Carlin.
I am no George Carlin. Yeah, I am not. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, motherfucker, cocksucker, tits.
Tits. Yeah. Tits? Really? Couldn't say tits?
Yeah, he says tits shouldn't be on the list because it sounds like the nickname of a snack. New Nabisco tits. Corn tits. Cheese tits.
Yeah. I'd eat some cheese tits. I'd also eat milk chocolate tits.
All shit, right. Piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits.
Tits.
I could do it. Here, let me send it to you. I was going to say, let me PayPal it to you. Let me PayPal it to you.
PayPal right. me those tits.
I just sent like it to you. I just see, like if you, see if you can wrap it pretty quick here.
Hold on. Hold on. There's a link to each one. How did you do that?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a wiki page for
piss? Yes, there's a wiki page for each of those. I did some studio magic here in our
Gumbo
radio.
Did Gumbo do that on purpose? Oh, you copy and pasted it from some...
From
okay, got
Wikipedia.
It, got it. Okay.
Wikipedia.
Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits. Ah, nope. Gotta do one.
Better than mine.
All right. Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits.
Yeah. All right. Now you can do our glossary.
All right. Any law that doesn't...
Not as interesting. What's the entry? What
are we on? You're saying our glossary is not as interesting as shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, or tits?
Seven words you can't say on the Fiends.
Well, it's probably more interesting than you hawking a loogie. Okay. So,
good
nanny
radio.
Law.
It's good radio, man.
Nanny law is any law that doesn't protect anyone from anything and only oppresses people. Examples include drug laws, anti-gay marriage laws, gun magazine round limits, seatbelt and helmet laws, raw milk confiscations, the Gibson guitar confiscations, and overt regulation of any kind. Shit. Nima's hip-hop stage name. No. Nima V. That's Nima's hip-hop stage name. Oh, you guys already knew that.
Stands for Nima Vagina. On radio.
Yes, Nima Vagina. Yes. Nima Cunt. Nima C.
Nima
in
Cunt.
The house. All right. Neocon. Neocon is a neoconservative. It's a Republican who claims to be for small government but wants to increase the size of government because their penis is small.
Yeah.
It's they want to increase the size of government for the things that they think they need. Also, the Republican citizens who support such a candidate and believe they're bullplop. A neocon is
bull
basically...
Bullplop.
Bull plop. You wrote
That's almost worse than bullshit somehow. Bull plop. It's plop. An onomatopoeia, man. Pia.
It's onomatopoeia.
Pee-pee kitty.
Pee-pee
kitty. Pee-pee kitty.
Kitty. Piss kitty.
Pee-pee kitty.
Piss cat. Episcopalian. All right. A neocon is basically a Democrat who hates pot and gay marriage and loves killing brown people. See also Christian, Sharian, Rancher Slater, Republitron, Square, and Statist. We should add boring to that, but remove Christian.
Boring's
Sharian.
In there. Go back up and read boring. It's up
I know
top
boring's
now.
In there, but it's
no, but
not,
I added boring. It's an entry now, I think. Look for boring.
I know.
Scroll
I'm
up
just
to the top.
Should be
well, we have to add boring if we added boring. So read boring because, you know, this has to be inclusive for the people digging through the poo to look for things to burn to keep warm in the future.
Okay. Boring, a synonym for square. Boring is something the Fiends call statists.
Thank you. I work on this hard, man. I want it all in there. I want it all on the Congressional Fiends record for John Boehner to bullplop on.
Yeah, let's make sure it's all in there, Michael.
Yeah.
All right. But also, we retired Christian Sharian, so that's also on the neocon entry. But
to not insult people who believe in Sharia.
But I guess you could
say... As well as Christians.
It says C also, and we still have Christian Sharian on the list. We just have a caveat that it is retired.
Yes.
All right. So next up on the Freedom Fiends glossary.
Cunt.
No, next up is not
cunt.
We're at N's. Learn your alphabet. All right.
I'm calling Christian Sharians cunts. For radio. Radio.
They are alumni of the Christian University of North Texas.
Who? All right. The cunts?
Cunts.
The fighting cunts.
You got it. The drunken cunts. All right. No homo. That's next up. No homo is very outdated. I don't know if it's that outdated, but
we're bringing it back, man. Just like square.
Exactly. It's a hip hop term Michael and Nima use as a joke. It's used after you say something that could be construed as gay, like "I love you, my brother," to indicate that it is not a gay
fag.
No homo. Michael and Nima have no problem
with... Okay,
you
didn't say no homo.
So. Oh, yeah, you're right. You got me
cunt.
There. Yeah. Mother, may I? No
delicious
homo.
Nabisco cunts.
All right. Michael and Nima have no problem with the gays, but are straight.
The gays.
You did like a little apostrophe there.
The gays.
But we are straight. All right.
Most of the time. I mean, you know, it depends on what drugs I got.
Yeah, but you
back
don't do drugs
day.
Anymore. So,
yeah, but, you know.
If you
I mean, a lot of our listeners in Radioland in the flyover states, you know, those states that don't matter, like where I live and you live, you know, a lot of people would say if you done it gay, you're gay or you're bi.
Yeah. Just that one time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, it's kind of like, well, I don't know. I don't agree with that because it's like, you know, I experimented in college. I voted Democrat, you know.
So if you popped a molly, you just like spread your legs and take all comers?
I don't know.
Pun intended.
What's a molly?
Ecstasy.
Oh, a molly. I thought it was something like a, you know, Cincinnati trombone.
Cleveland steamer.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So next up on the list, non-aggression principle, which being gay doesn't violate, so it's not immoral. Non-aggression principle, or NAP. It's also called the zero aggression principle, or
take
ZAP.
A nap. Yeah, we're always taking a nap or a zap.
Or take a zap, as in zap that aggression in the bed. That's the basis of libertarianism, man. It's also the basis of voluntarism and true anarchism, and it's the only ethical way to live. Living by the non-aggression principle means you live your life in a way that does not coerce, steal from, or harm anyone. Many people participate in coercion, even if not by their own hand, but by voting for quote-unquote representatives and cops to do it for them, and perpetuating that system through horizontal enforcement.
That word... The sentence where you said steel got crunched. Read that sentence again.
Yes. Okay. It got crunched by the internet gnomes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'll read that again. Living by the non-aggression principle means you live your life in a way that does not coerce, steal from, or harm anyone.
Thank you. Because, you know, the regional scrutinizer got involved there and hit the, it's not the curse button. It's just the button.
Yeah. It's the, they might be saying something
the
relevant.
Obfuscate button.
Only happens a few times. Yeah, there you go. All right. So it's important, though. You say many people participate in coercion, even if not by their own hand, but by voting for representatives and cops to do it for them. And this is really important right here. And perpetuating that system through horizontal enforcement. Because people do that. They do that all the time. And that's
people
where
do
our
do.
Real target is.
People
do that.
People
yes,
do.
They shit that. Mm-hmm. People do.
Bull plop.
People are people. Mm. Self-defense, even including violence, to stop someone from initiating aggression on you or others is not a violation of the non-aggression principle. And why is that? Because it's thou shalt not initiate aggression. Right.
And, you know, people that criticize libertarianism really take exception to that. I mean, people who, like, want the government to kill people they don't like really take – when they try to, like, write an essay about their complaints about libertarianism, they're like, well, they say as long as it's not initiating it, someone else started it. But they can always say that someone else started it because someone is always starting it in their mind. You know, just leave us the fuck alone. Put us on radio and leave us the fuck alone, world.
Yeah. Leave us alone and listen to us at the same time.
Yes.
Okay, so next up on the list, Obama Humper or Obama Liquor. It's exactly the same as Lincoln Liquor, but about Obama, including the fact that Obama has violated the Constitution, suspended habeas corpus, declared martial law, laughed at the fact that he's broken campaign promises, renewed the Patriot Act, suspended the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 10th Amendments, has gone to war on brown people in the Middle East, bypassed Congress to do
Fuck
so, and has
much.
Branded nonviolent Americans as a threat. Obama
fuck
has gone far
much.
Further
well,
than any American president by openly and proudly killing an American
so
citizen
really
without a trial
me.
Using
That's
a flying
more than
robot.
Heidi Fleiss was charging me. So fuck you very much, the FCC.
Sorry. Go ahead. Radio.
Should I read that over again?
No, I think that future software will be able to sort that out. Just use fuck the FCC by Eric Idle as the comparison to use as
right.
your filter.
There you go. All right. That's good that you helped them decode that. We'll just take the Adam Kokesh line on that and not do anything about it because technology will sort it out one day.
I like this comment. But on a serious note, guys, the First Amendment truly is getting raped, and to add insult to injury, our government is going to shit on it right after. Fiends on the radio, man. We're going to end up in the Fiends camps.
Yeah.
For being on
I
radio.
Think I think they use it regularly as toilet paper. I don't know about shitting on it. I mean, it's already covered in shit.
If one of us ends up in the FEMA camp, the other has to keep doing the show and like try to get us on from the FEMA camp.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. It'd be like live from Folsom Prison, but it'd be live from the FEMA camp.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could dig that.
I like that album, Live from Folsom Prison. Although it's faked. It's a fake studio album. Most studio albums are. I mean, most live
that's what I was wondering. That's what I was wondering, because it didn't seem like it made any sense that they would let prisoners have that.
Well, they did. They actually did. Johnny Cash did play in prisons, but that actual recording, you know, it's hard to get a good live recording. The first Jane's Addiction record on Triple X Records that, you know, kind of broke them out. It was supposed to be a live record. It was a live record. But the band was so drunk, everything sucked except the drums, because the drummer is a real pro. So they like ended up overdubbing most of it. And then the audience sounds are like from a bullfight in Spain. Seriously.
Nice. I didn't know that. All right. All right.
We had the same manager, and he was in the studio when they were doing it.
Nice. Nice. Did he tell you that that's what they were doing?
Years later, live, he told me that's what they did.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Sorry.
You all right?
That's all right. I'm just kicking shit over in my cell.
You bastard. Okay, so up next on the list is open carry. That's openly carrying a pistol on your hip in a holster in plain view. It's legal in many states, including Wyoming, though people are still hassled for it in some places, but not Wyoming.
Not Wyoming.
Michael used to open carry a lot. Nima open carried while he lived in Wyoming. Both of them usually carry concealed now, but Michael still openly carries once in a blue moon, just to remind himself he can. Nima actually no longer...
I haven't. I wrote that. Last time I wrote that, it was probably 6 months, and that was probably 6 months ago. I haven't. I don't see any point in open carrying, man. I don't see it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I live in Texas now, so I couldn't even if I wanted to.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think in a free society, I think people
in
would
our
carry
society,
a lot more.
I don't see the point of it. And I don't have any guns anymore. I mean, I lost them in a voting accident.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I probably wouldn't anymore. It's just so much easier to conceal carry, and I don't know. People also make the argument that it's safer because if you're an unknown factor,
first guy that you'll get shot in the bank robbery if you have the gun. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you know, in a bank robbery, they shoot the guards, right? Because the guards are armed and they can see them. So yeah,
you're an obvious threat. Whereas if they don't know if you're armed or not, you know, it could go either way. So they'll avoid that kind of a thing. All right. So. Panarchist. It's someone who believes everyone should be free to voluntarily pick or reject any amount of quote-unquote government services. I think services should be in quote-unquote too.
Yeah.
And only pay for the services they use. Panarchy also emphasizes removing geographical location from these choices. Michael and Nima are panarchists. I guess put simply, if you really love the state... and you wanted to have your own mini state that didn't affect me and everybody voluntarily agreed to, and you had a little chunk of land to do it on, I wouldn't feel hurt by that or that you were doing anything wrong, as long as it was consensual and people could opt out and you didn't bug me.
Yeah. LBGTP.
Panarchist.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. There you go. What you do on your own property is none of my business. Just don't ask me to pay for it. Okay. What?
Somebody said that
paraphrasing.
An email I sent them triggered the fraud alarm in Microsoft Outlook. That's weird. I'm not a fraud. I think it's because it was the subject line was something about the federal government. You know, I think that Microsoft automatically says that you're being fraudulent if you have the word federal government in the subject line, because people probably do fraud. Well, people probably do fraud.
People from the federal government are frauds?
Yeah. But, you know, because people say, like, the federal government wants to send you $10 million, you know.
Right, right, right. But then again, all those, like, Dick Army Freedom Works things always say, the federal government's trying to do this. Stop them now.
I don't have Outlook, man. I don't use Microsoft products on my Microsoft computer.
I don't either, man. Although I guess them. I use Gmail, which isn't looking like it's going to be much better. And, you know,
Gmail. Government mail? Yeah.
Government mail, exactly.
Yeah.
Paraphrasing. Paraphrasing, man. That's Michael's term for a particular type of paraphrasing. The kind that gets you ahead in public school, some jobs, politics, and the UN. It's where you take the stupid concepts of your authority figure, then say the same thing more eloquently in your own words. Authority figures think you're brilliant, and you advance in your particular system.
I think that's a good place to end, unless you got a follow-up.
No, I was going to try to paraphrase that as a funny example.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. That's a good example. No?
No, I'm not gonna.
We got time. If you want to be brilliant.
No, I don't want to.
All right. I will mark that we ended at paraphrasing.
I'm withholding.
I'm withholding.
Me. Open your legs into my mind, Nima.
Yes.
All right. Will. Well, we're going to be on the fucking radio.
Yeah.
Yep. Fucking A, man. Shit.
Fucking shit, piss, cunt, cocksucker.
Thug, cunt.
Thug, cunt, assassin.
All right.
The cunt right. assassinator. That's going to be my new rap name.
There was a band called Anal Cunt.
Anal Cunt? Ah.
Yeah, that's pretty offensive.
I feel like you should choose one or the other.
That's a you're not going to be on the radio ever kind of
thing. Yeah.
All right, man.
Well, they would just abbreviate it. They'd be AC.
It was AC. So oh, abbreviated.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Say worms. Right.
Worms.
Worms and squirrel marriage forever. LBGTPWS.
C.
Panarchy squirrel worm cunt.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and Anarchy Gumbo and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many Liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
Hello, Freedom Fiends. It's your boy, Dean, from the U.S. Get the U.S. out my bloodstream. I-O-E, and that includes endorphins. No one won't ask permission, and I won't say please. Freedom fans, one fact that I gotta make clear.
The Freedom Fiends podcast is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike 3.0 license. Do what you want with it and spread it around. Tell two friends. Make copies. Email it to everyone you know. Go on the site and comment. This is a conversation. Three times a week, Michael W. Dean and Nima Vedati share their own unique take on the way the world works and how to find your place in it. Available from freedomfiends.com. That's FreedomFiends.com.
Freedom Fiends is proudly syndicated by Alterati.com and the Liberty Radio Network.
Subscribe and tell two friends.
And remember, the only power they have is the power you allow them. We're not saying the Freedom Fiends are the one true path to anarchist liberation, but it's a good one. If you want to put your voluntarist money where your mouth is, consider making a donation to the Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post. Then make a one-time gift via PayPal or set up a monthly contribution of as little as $3. Giving to the Freedom Fiends helps advance education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. The Freedom Fiends. We work hard, so send us some money.